Join me, Aya Kwai, with Ubuntu Voices, Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. on 3CR. Ubuntu is a Zulu word, meaning I am here because you are. Ubuntu celebrates the positive contribution African Australians make to our communities in music, academia, the arts, and everything in between. Come with me on a journey. Ubuntu Voices, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m.
None of us are free, one of us is chained, none of us are free.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Ubuntu. This is Ajak here with Ubuntu. And Ubuntu run from 8:30 to 9:30 every Wednesday. And yeah, welcome to the show. And I got a very special guest today here. And we're going to talk about the good thing in our community, as you know, that we always talk about, you know, my community always talk about, you know, people talk about the negative thing, but they're doing an amazing work and people don't see that. And I think it's a time for people to just not to talk about our negative, but to talk about our achievement. As we, the South Sudanese community, has been very, very, very active. And we started, and then the young people took over, and that is a good thing. And those stories, nobody got to hear them because they're not controversial. And I think it's a good time now, as I said. And it's really hurt when hurt us, the community. I mean, when there is so much good going on, and it's always about a negative about the young people, and the people have no idea how the South Sudanese community, young people, step up, and they're doing amazing work. And it's very sad to, you know, to overshadow that great work as a South Sudanese community. When they came here, they came with nothing. They came from the camp, and they work hard. It's a, one of the community absolutely work hard, educate themselves. And you could see we got so many people educated in our community. And I think that is what Australia need. They need people to be proactive, to be involved, and not to be pick on a little thing they did wrong. So I am here with an amazing, and Niall Deng, who was working as well in juvenile for a long time, tried to look after the young people in detention center here in Parkville for a very long time. And he did an amazing job. And then, you know, this kind of job, you have to have a backbone. You have to have a tough skin to be able to do that. And he did it. And now he want to do it in another way, which is he set up the company that we're going to hear about it. And so, in the meantime, I'm going to play a song and enjoy the music.
Lenyu tunga chuk
That is an amazing song from South of Sudan. As you know, I always play South Sudanese music. And as I mentioned before, I'm going to talk to Neal now and to tell us what they're doing, what he's doing. And yeah, and as I mentioned before, a lot of things he has done. So I just want him to come and tell us what else did he want to do. Welcome to the show, Neal Deng, and I'm so glad you made it to the studio because it's so important for the wider community to hear our good stories. So tell us about the program and tell us about yourself. You've been working in juvenile for some time, and you did a lot of good work, and now you move and you do another good work. How do you got time to do all that?
First of all, thank you for having us, Auntie Ajar, and to all those that are listening. It's been a journey. Obviously, starting my career in community in the juvenile system and learning how things work in that space and learning how to engage with young people authentically. Yeah, for me, it's always motivated me because I see the gaps that are preventing young people from participating in society. I was a young person myself growing up in this country. So what I always knew was having programs that include sports, culture, and music is the best way to engage young people. And we were able to do it in such a challenging environment, which is, you know, the juvenile system. But obviously, you can't work in that space for a long time. It has an expiry date.
I know. You did very well.
Yeah. So the plan now is to, you know, to run similar programs out in the community. And that's why we set up MAT Foundation. So MAT is, Bukhad MAT. Coming together, uniting, and doing positive things, in the community, and showing young people the way as well, giving them opportunities to lead, and impact change.
How do you do it? You don't have resources and you don't have a place. How do you do it? You know, how do you connect young people to be able to come and listen and look? And I went before, and I see mothers as well there as well. So it's just not the young people. How do you connect them?
Yeah, I think for us, and I know Sarah will agree with me, for us it's about building community. When you're, you know, genuinely trying to build a sense of community and people can see that, they'll come. You know, as they say, if you build it, people will come. And that's for us, I think, even like the Ubuntu, you know, principle, we are because, you know, or I am because you are, that's how we're able to run these amazing programs. It's just through the collective power of community, essentially. Yeah.
And, you've been doing that for how long, that new program that you went after you finished with?
Yeah. So after I finished at Parkville, I took a year and then I worked in mainstream education.
Yeah.
And then in April this year, we officially launched MAT Foundation.
Yeah.
So working across Werribee and Melton.
Yeah.
And these are areas, obviously, where we have a huge, large number.
Members of the community, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of gaps in terms of engaging young people and families. So yeah, this is how it started.
So Neal, you've been working in juvenile. You know how many our kids went in. You know better than anyone, and you went out and you do that. Do you think what possible can stop young people going back to juvenile center?
Yeah, I think a big part of it is keeping young people connected to their community.
Yeah.
And engaging them in culture, whether it's through food, whether it's through music, whether it's through education.
Yeah.
And building those healthy relationships with elders within their community.
Yeah.
I think that's where we start. Yeah.
That is amazing. That is exactly because a lot of young people, they feel lost. They feel like they don't have where to belong. And because You can do that, but if the system doesn't change, like, for example, to acknowledge that they're the part of the problems, and it's hard work, and I think that is why, you know, a lot of you doing a lot of good work that feel like there is not too much change. Because of that, you build things. On other hand, they ruined it. On other hand, so there is a fighting here. People try to build peace or build pieces together, and there are people who wanted to destroy it. Mm. And how do you think that you can be? Stop that in your own, and I think that is where it is challenging here, because our community, we're not like a people who came like other African people who came as a people who come for education or got married and come here with their wives, bring them here. We are coming from a very challenging environment, and it still affected us. And that makes us a vulnerable community, but then the wider community don't understand that. When they see one South Sudanese young person did something wrong, the whole community is beat up by it, and the media are just absolutely go mad, and this is the kind of thing that need to be addressed. When you're doing this good job, people would going to say, look, this is what we're doing. Just stop what you're doing, because it takes us back. And I think Australia, when young people to be, to be a good a part of the community and to be productive members of the community, but then again, they single out particular young people. They single them out. There are a mix in the media. They mix things up, and they don't mention the other part or the impact that other part is doing. And they just absolutely they're obsessed. The media obsessed with the young Sudanese. And they forget what people like you do. So how can you take that message to them and say, look, we are doing good thing?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. Because, as you've mentioned, anytime an incident happens, it's quickly blown up and the whole community is labeled as people that don't want to integrate, people that don't respect, the Australian way of life. But I think one person, you just have to look at like the countless examples of young people that have done incredible things, whether it's representing this country internationally in sports. We have
models, education, lawyers, we got lawyers, we got doctors in a short time. We've been here for a short time.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's more the conversation where we challenge people's biases, and that fear mongering, where you cannot just label the whole community, based on the actions of a few.
Yeah.
Yep. And even when you look at youth justice, statistics, for example, it's usually young people that are aged 10 to 17 across all the cultures, and especially those communities that are from low socioeconomic statuses.
That's right.
These are the young people that, commit offences, for whatever reason, whether it's forming an identity, feeling like they belong. So I think to just label one community as the one issue in the whole society, I think that's really unfair. And I think it's important for us to start having these conversations to hold people accountable for such stories.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going, what we could do as well, you're showing them by doing this good thing. It's that how you show it. But then again, they nobody listening to these things. It's just like it go out in the people hate in the media, particular the commercial media, particular. I'm focusing on them and the system, you know. For example, the community get blamed that they stick together. But if you doing things in public, you get attacked. It's really hard to be able to do thing. If you're not strong, you can just frozen and go to your ghettos. And people don't understand that. The hot places we are in, the once you are out of your own community, doing thing in a wider community, you fall into the hot, you know, you feel the heat on the street. But people don't get that. They just think, the people wanted to stick together. But it's for security and it's for your mental thing. And so it's really important that we the community show their own best thing they do. There is more in the South Sudanese community far good than what you say.
Absolutely, and I always say, you know, there's no community that will purposely, you know, encourage their young people to engage in antisocial behavior.
No.
So there's no leadership within the community promoting that. You know, yet we have young people that are disengaged, and a lot of it is linked to trauma, whether it's, you know, part of the settlement process, whether it's trauma that they've experienced here in education,
trauma,
for example.
Trauma in education system, yep.
Yeah, I've worked in schools, and you see the way teachers engage with students. And you can definitely say that there's a correlation between disengagement and the way teachers handle those relationships with young people. So I think it's an issue that has multiple factors. But sometimes, yeah, people simplify it, you know, when it comes to South Sudanese. It's just simplified to, it's their culture. They brought, you know, their ways of being to this country. Which I would love for them to explain what those are, because I don't think a lot of people that label us have ever sat with us and had a conversation.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. One time, you know, people, when you're upset, they said, oh, must be a trauma. You must be traumatized. And I said, no, I got traumatized here more than where I was coming from.
Mm.
Because it's hard for people to understand, and that is what the problem is, because people just assume we come from a trauma, and therefore we're carrying the... These are the traumas, you know. Some people got trauma here. If you don't wash your mind, you will go mad.
Absolutely. There's racism in this country, and I think we have to talk about it in an open way. As a society as well, having an open discussion about it, because that is also a traumatic, you know, process as well, experiencing that as a young person. And especially as a young person, say you come here at age 10, 15, and you genuinely try, you know, you do
happy,
your best.
Happy, you come to the best country in the world.
You put your best foot forward. Yeah. You're coming from a refugee background, so you may not necessarily have the education to fall back on, but you have to build it, attend school, get a part-time job. But when you're doing all that, and then you are constantly copying racism as well, That is such a traumatic experience, because you ask yourself, what else can I possibly do to show that I'm trying to integrate, that I'm, you know, I'm trying to lead a productive life? If when I'm doing it, I'm still copying the racism.
And guess what? It's so hard to talk about the racism in Australia. It's so hard, you know, because people don't understand. They think that you being paranoid, or you being grateful.
Ungrateful, yeah. But like, you just have to like jump on social media, say for example, on the comment section, whenever an incident happens, and it's like it's there. that's data. You know, you can say, oh, it's social media. No, that's actually data. That's, you know, everyday people saying exactly what they feel like about the South Sudanese community, for example. And obviously, they've got the added protection of anonymity because they're online. But you get the feedback right there and then.
I know. Yeah. You tell me about it. And look, you know, what we just want to do, we want Australian people to come on board. Absolutely. We want Australian community to come on board and support places like what you're doing. If they really want to see a change, you can't condemn people and don't support them. You know, you can't condemn people and disempowering them. And I could see that with authority figure. They the one actually damage the young people. They put them into crime. You push hard. Until you get angry and just go, I might just well do it anyway if you're a young person. And this kind of thing, they need to be said. There is so much now report, you know, in support for Indigenous people who are been here for a very, very long time and they're still dealing with this issue. And they have no idea what we're going through. The society have no idea what the South Sudan is going through. And it's up to us to be able to say we are hurting too, you know.
Absolutely.
And you know, treat us as well as kind, as, you know, if you wanted to people to be. But then I just give up because when I see Indigenous people, they still... as life has been lost, even just, you just said, what will I say will make change?
Absolutely. I think for us and our young people, for us it's about encouraging them and leading them so that they have the skills and maturity to hold spaces for the community, whether it's, you know, the micro community or the wider community. I think teaching young people to be leaders and passing on that knowledge and those skills, I think that's the assignment for us. And, you know, we have also had support from the wider community as well in such a short amount of time. So there are people out there too that are, you know, that are allies as well.
Because, you know what, Australian people are very generous people. They can support. They just get discouraged by these stories. They get discouraged. And not everybody listen to them all. Some people just say, oh, my, well, I just not want to listen to this. It's just, and Australian people, they're not dumb. They know what, you know, what the politics play as well and what the media play and the system, you know, the police system, you know, what they do. And because this one is, they don't see them in their own community. So when you say that, they just shocked. They just said, oh, no, it didn't happen. We don't get believe what we say. That is the problem. But I think Australian people are very supportive and they want to see young people succeed. And I think this is where a platform like that is important, to be able for people to come and support this program. There are many people, generous people around. They can come. It means nothing to it means a lot for them to be able to support something like that. And I think it has to be supported, this program. And so you don't just have to deal with it by yourself, you know. It needed to be support. So that is great to have someone who knows the system very well and need what need to be done.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Look, we believe in early intervention and we believe in community-led solutions. Ultimately, we want our young people to have experiences or opportunities for leadership, because we know that that's what it takes in this society to lead like a fulfilling life. You need to have those leadership skills, whether they're provided through sports programs, through women's programs, through youth drop-in spaces. You know, we want to be the leaders of that change for our community. And we want to encourage other, there's other organizations that are doing incredible things as well. And we want to also support them. And but yeah, I think ultimately that's what we want for our young people.
Yeah, it's just about time, you know, it's just about time. And I think support it. It would be really good. You will say where the people can find information to support this program. If they don't want to see this news all the time, this is a good start. And I think it needed to be support.
Oh, for sure.
And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're on social media, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, and we encourage, you know, follow us and, you know, join our journey. You know, we always talk about, you know, coming along on a journey and, yeah, having that sense of community with those who are part of our journey, whether they're South Sudanese, whether they're from the wider community. If you're part of our journey, you're part of our journey.
So, yeah, thank you so much. We'll come back to you. You listen to 3CR, and this is Ajak here. Was an amazing Neal Deng, as you hear our story, that you know what he's doing and support. If you feel like you want to support the young people, South Sudanese community, young people in the South Sudanese community, please you can donate. This website, we're going to put it on the information. We're going to put it on a website to be able to see. And I think as Australian people are very generous people and they want to change. So please, if you have a capacity in this Christmas, is a good time to donate.
Exactly, yeah. Culturally, I've definitely learned a lot that I wasn't aware of before. I can definitely say I was kind of, not closed-minded, but didn't really know much. And now it's like, you know, I could definitely be like, okay, well, you gotta understand the circumstances too, like, where have they come from and stuff like that, yeah? You can't just be judging all the time. Look at all the bad people because they did this and did that. It's like, no. And the headphones that you have now,
yeah.
What Sarah's got, but I could actually hear it in this. The actual talking and stuff, like people's voices. This is different. Now I understand why they use headphones. Yeah.
Ani adem gu yine kawa, baby yine galong. natural beauty. I rather did a cheat gum. Walk that you with your lotion. And even if I cheat or onion. Natural beauty. Metal like you something. I tell with your lotion. And even if I cheat or onion. Dolly, you give me happiness. You are my jolly. My dolly. You give me happiness, you are my jolly. My dolly, 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 dolly. You are my dolly. You give me happiness, you are my jolly.
Dolly, you give me happiness, you are my jolly. My dolly, you give me happiness, you are my jolly. My dolly, dolly.
I just listened to a South Sudanese amazing artist, and we're going to go back to finish our show. And I just want to welcome Neal Deng back again to tell us about where people can find the information. He's going to talk about the, you know, exactly like what he said, and they need to support. So that is would be really fantastic. If you are out there, would like to support, that would be amazing. And it will make a big difference. And so welcome to the show, Deng, again. What can you tell the audio and what the listeners, what actually, how they can donate if they want to?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a donation link on our website, which is www.mattfoundation.org.au. And then also you find like a catalogue of all the programs that we currently run. So at the moment we have a drop-in space in Werribee. We have a monthly women's program called Nyankai. And we have the soccer clinic in Melton for children and young people, which runs every Sunday during the school terms.
Nyankai means sisterhood. Yeah, thank you. It has been great 2 year old. This amazing work you're doing, Neal. You've been doing that in other places, and thank you for being, you know, inspiring young person. And good luck with it all. And we might have you again, you know, to update it to you what happened. At the meantime, I just want to tell you people out there, you know, it's a Christmas, it's a good spirit, it's a good time to support this great program supporting young people. So if you want to, all the information going to be online at 3CR website, and you can listen to the program in any time you want online. And thank you for listening to Ubuntu. Ubuntu means that I'm here because you are. And that's the reason we are here, is because you are here. And so...
I will search for you in the crowded rooms, in the whispered words and the fleeting blooms. Yeah, yeah. I chase the phantom with an easy glimpse. Love that I hold in my dreams. You're the love I've been yearning for. You're the missing piece. I've never felt this way, my girl. I see the magic in you. From the way you walk, where you smile, where you walk, my baby. Girl, I wanna be your only lover. Sure, you're the one that I love. I wanna be your only lover. You're the missing piece. Girl, I wanna be your only lover. I'm not playing, this is not a rumor. I go fight for you just like a soldier. And every day, every night till the morning. Give you kisses, intibes salatu. Don't match in on mommy, mommy. In getting there, ding there. And through the dark and through the pain. There's none like you, my babe. Every heart just came and went. But now.
I've never felt this way, my girl. I see the magic in you. From the way you walk, when you smile, where you are my baby. Girl, I wanna be your only lover. Sure, you the one that I love. I wanna be your only lover.
You're the missing piece.
Girl, I wanna be your only lover. Sure, you the one that I love. I wanna be your only lover.
You're the missing piece.
Girl, I wanna be your only lover. Sure, you the one that I love. I wanna be your only lover.
You're the missing piece.
Girl, I wanna be your only lover. Sure, you the one that I love. I wanna be your only lover.
You're the missing piece.
Thank you. I wanna live life, never be cruel. And I wanna live life and be good to you. And I wanna fly, but never come down. Live my life and have friends around. We never changed, we no, we never I wanna live in a world and a house. I wanna live life and always be true. And I wanna live life and be good to you. I wanna fly, never come down, and live my life, and have friends around.
Thank you.
We come to the end of our show, and thank you for sharing this sharing this conversation with you. And there is so much to be done in the community, and I hope you be able to support them in any way you can. And information is going to be there on the website. I mentioned it a few times, so sorry to bore you, but I think that is what needed. And I hope you're having a great night. And just so if you missed it, you can just find it online and you can listen to it and you can listen to our story and just let us know. Let us know at 3CR what you think about the programs. And I hope you're having a great night, and just take care, and I'll catch you on Wednesday at 8:30 to 9.
Bengin kid berki diana tingin na dolun ye inda Yara bengin kid berki dio na ting lein na dolun ye inda Mankur na bayande dan kinu bio tegum Yanyin tu benda ya ene ditya Lekyo ke benda kwek Kabel bilar pionu ke toro dikide ke la cedong Kecen dong mankur ala cedong Kacayan dong, kidiki lajad dong Kacayan dong, mangkura lajad dong Kacayan dong Dao yino ke bikin mengegeng ke monjang ran umat Kumeran umat Kukin din wong bot kena dari cibento ko bedoy ke dina Dao yino ke bikin mengegeng ke monjang ran umat Kumeran umat Kukin din wong bot kena dari cibento ko bedoy ke dina Dekur nap yang rol kaya tuk balan naik bingu ke dilawai Kur nap yang rul ke etu balanai bingu ke diloi Kan barna damcin kaya ciran negro ujade buka katung ke diloi Kan barna damcin kaya ciran negro ujade buka katung ke diloi Bingu ke diloi Bingu ke diloi Bengin kid berki diana tingin na dolun ye inda Yara bengin kid berki diona tinglin na dolun ye inda Mankur na bayande dan kin bio tugum Yanyin tu benda ya ene jitya Lekyo ke benda kwek Kabel bilar pionu ke toro diki dike la cedong Kacayan dong mankur la cedong Kacayan dong kidiki la cedong Kacayan dong mankura la cedong Kacayan dong
ko bi chen man ni gan ko mon jang ran un mai kun ma ran un mai ko ken den un bo ke na ter ki ben to ko bi doi ke gen na ne da wo yin no ko bi chen man ni gan ko mon jang ran un mai kun ma ran un mai ko ken den un bo ke na ter ki ben to ko bi doi ke gen na ko na pian rol ka ye to balan nai.